This letter reads, getting progress note, patient name, parole, P-A-R-O-L, Rosalie, R-O-S-A-L-I-E. Parole, Rosalie, date of service, 6-2-2023, place, Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of birth for this patient is 8-19-1938. Subjective, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion. Patient lying in the bed, very comfortable, has no complaint, but patient's son is at the bedside. He reported that patient has earlier complained of some chest pain, but at present, there was no pain. When I saw the patient, she's comfortable lying on the bed. I woke her up the patient. She was concerned about bilateral rib pain, but no nausea, no vomiting, no cough, no congestion, and no dyspnea, no diaphoresis. Past medical history, CKD, cognitive impairment, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, and history of renal cell carcinoma, required nephrectomy in 2009. Aruva system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, chest episode of chest pain earlier reported. But at present, when I saw the patient, she is intermittent paining of rib pain, but no significant chest pain on the left side. She also has a cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 25 to 30%. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, forgetful, disoriented. Lying on the bed, looks comfortable. Blood pressure is 128/77, pulse 69, temperature 98, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, a room air, head edema, lamochalic, isonecteric, neck supple, chest, tender to palpate ribs, anterior ribs area, but on auscultation, heart 1, S1, S2, regular, abdomen is soft, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, non-tender, lungs clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowels on positive extremities, trace edema, no cough tenderness, sacral, the buttocks area, there's a buttock ulcer, no evidence of infection, and being followed by wound team. Neurosh is awake, forgetful, and disoriented. Assessment, patient is admitted. Number 1, ambulatory dysfunction. Number 2, cognitive impairment. Number 3, delirium. Number 4, recent UTI treated. Number 5, history of AFib and flutter. Number 6, cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction 25 to 30%. Chest pain seems to be atypical, most likely musculoskeletal versus costochondritis, but the patient's son is very concerned and we have requested the EKG. I have discussed the nursing staff, will give Tylenol 2 tablets every 8 hour PRN, and will follow up the EKG report. Thank you.